The second day, it took some miles for stiff, aching muscles to warm up. But the third day was the worst. With 80 miles covered, there were still 38 to go. The last 20 or so on the highway leading into Atlanta. Marching in mud had been bad, but the cement was much worse on the feet. The battalion camped that night on the grounds of Oglethorpe University on the outskirts of Atlanta. Mullarky and his buddy Warren Skip Muck put up their pup tent and lay down to rest. Word came that Chow was ready. Mullarky could not stand up. He crawled on his hands and knees to the chow line. His platoon leader, Winters, took one look and told him to ride in the ambulance the next morning to the final destination, Five Points in downtown Atlanta. Mullarky decided he could make it. So did nearly all the others. By this time, the march had generated publicity throughout Georgia, on the radio and in the newspapers. Cheering crowds lined the route of march. Strayer had arranged for a band. It met them a mile from Five Points. Mullarky, who had struggled along in terrible pain, had "A strange thing happened to me when that band began to play. I straightened up, the pain disappeared, and I finished the march as if we were passing in review at Tekoa." They had covered 118 miles in 75 hours. Actual marching time was 33 hours, 30 minutes, or about 4 miles an hour. Of the 586 men and officers in the battalion, only 12 failed to complete the march, although some had to be supported by comrades the last day. Colonel Sink was appropriately proud. "Not a man fell out," he told the press. "But when they fell face forward." Lieutenant Moore's 3rd Platoon of Easy was the only one in the platoon in which every man walked every step of the way on his own. As a reward, it led the parade through Atlanta. Chapter 2. Stand Up and Hook Up. Benning, McCall, Bragg, Shanks. December 1942 through September 1943. Benning was, if possible, even more miserable than Tekoa, especially its infamous frying pan area where the jump training went on. This was the regimental bivouac area, consisting of scrubby little wooden huts set on barren, sandy soil. But Benning was a welcome relief to the men of E Company in the sense that they were getting realistic training for becoming paratroopers.